Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Ayin Beis. We are holding on the very top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, called the Basimcha Alea Shalom. It's also sponsored by Yal and Yosef Gervich in appreciation of the children's Rebbeim and Morot. It's also sponsored by Richard Lipchinsky as his chus for his father's Neshama Shalom Ben Avraham Mordechai, whose yahrzeit is today, Neshama Shavin Aliyah, and also for Refuah Shlema from Nachum Mendel Ben Devorah Leish, Shlema Refuah Shlema B'Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. And it's also sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shlema to our friend Shmayo Ben Rezel Shana Miriam, Shavu Refuah Shlema B'Soch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So we are holding again at the very top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and today's Daf is very simply two topics. Amud Aleph is one topic, Amud Beis is a second topic. So Amud Aleph, the topic is the Shaila we raised yesterday, whether Gerushin is similar to Shtika or it's similar to being Mekayim in that day, meaning if a husband divorces his wife and then that very same day he remarries her, do we assume that through the divorce he's already been Mekayim the Neder, so the Neder is set in place? Or do we assume, no, Gerushin was like Shtika, so he still has the ability to perform Afaras Nedarim? So that was a Shaila we raised yesterday. In Amud Aleph, we're going to have three Rayas to try to be poshe, to try to answer that Shaila. None of them are going to work. None of the three Rayas are going to work. So the Gemara does not come to a clear conclusion. Then we have a Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis, where the Mishnah discusses how a particular hanhaga that Talmidei Chachamim would have in order to prevent Nedarim from being Chal on their daughters and wives. So Talmidei Chachamim would go out of their way to make sure that there would be no Nedarim that their daughters and wives were bound by. And the Gemara is going to raise a Shaila, and that is, can one be Mefer a Neder without even so much as hearing the Neder? And the Gemara is going to have four Rayas. So that's the Shaila of Amud Beis, is can one be Mefer a Neder without hearing a Neder? Four Rayas on Amud Beis. The fourth of those Rayas is going to discuss the possibility of Shlichus for Hafaras Nedarim. Let's say the husband himself is not around, can he appoint a Shaliach to be made for his wife's Neder? So again, Amud Aleph is three Rayas on the Shaila, whether a Gerushin is like Shtika or like a Kiyum of the Neder, and Amud Beis is four Rayas on the Shaila as to whether a person could be made for a Neder without ever hearing the Neder. So very straightforward in that way. So let's see the Gemara on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph Tashema. So let's bring Raya number one as far as whether Gerushin is like Shtika or Gerushin is like Hakama. When do we say that when it comes to Nara Marasa, that if the husband dies, the father has the sole rights to be made for the Neder? That's only in one of the following three instances. Bizman Shalo Shama Habal. Instance number one is if the husband had not heard about the Neder and he dropped dead, so now the father has the full rights to be made for the Neder. Instance number two is Oshama V'Hafer. The husband did hear about the Neder, but he was Mefer the Neder, and then the husband drops dead. So now the father has the right to be made for the Neder. And instance number three is Oshama V'Shasak Umeis Bo Biyom. Or the husband heard about the Neder, he didn't say anything, he was not made for the Neder, but he's also not Mekayim the Neder, and then the husband died on that very day. So now also the father has the full rights to be made for the Neder. The second of those cases was that Shama Vahafer, the husband heard the Neder and he was made for the Neder. So the Ran points out that even though Nisroch Nushul Siyav and the father has the right to be made for the Neder entirely right now, he also has to go back and be made for the Chelek Habal, meaning it's not enough for the father, it's not enough that the father says, oh, the husband took care of his Chelek of the Neder, now I'm going to take care of my Chelek of the Neder. He has to be made for the entirety of the Neder, the Chelek of the Baal as well. The Rashba says the same thing, and the Rashba adds that in order for the father and the husband to team up on a Hafara, they both need to be made at a time that's ra'oi for both of them to be mefer. So Rav Tali Trapp explains that the reason is, based on what we said back on Samach Zayin, Amud Aleph, that any hafara on its own, each hafara on its own, doesn't accomplish what it's meant to accomplish unless it's mitzaref with the hafara of the other party, meaning the hafara of the av doesn't do anything until the hafara of the husband kicks in, and vice versa. And therefore, you need the first hafara to continue until the hafara hasheni, until the second hafara. If the first hafara is gone, meaning the guy who did it is dead, by the time the hafara shniya happens, and the first hafara is not mitzaref. That's why the Ran says over here the father is going to need to be made for the entirety of the neder. It's nesrokin shosliav. He can do it, but he's going to have to be made for the entirety of the neder. The Ritva and Mukhe Yosef point out that is true. If you assume Baal Miklash Kalish, if you assume like the Shita, that when one is made for the Neder, it just overall weakens the Neder. But if you assume Megas Gaias, then the Afara of the husband is not Batel B'misaso. It doesn't go away when he dies. That Afara did what it was supposed to do. If you assume Megas Gaias, you assume that it cut off half of the Neder. So half of the Neder is already gone. We would still say the din of Nisrokna, and without the din of Nisrokna, the father would not be able to be made for his chelek without the husband around. So the din of Nisrokna is that the zchus that the father had in the chelek of the av to be ma'akev him milahafer levado, to prevent him from being made for on his own, is now given over to the father, and he can be made for. But in a chinami, he's only made for his portion at that point, if you assume megas gaias. So again, the Ran says that when the husband was made for during his lifetime, and then the husband died, the Ran says, yes, the father could be made for the nether after the husband dies, but he's got to be made for the entirety of the nether. Whereas the Ritva and the Nemukhe Yosef say, that's only true leman diyamar bal miklash kalish. But if you assume bal megas gaias, then the father, when he's made for, only needs to be made for his own portion of the neder. But bottom line is, in this brisa, we gave three examples of when the husband dies, what situations the father has the full rights to be made for the neder. One is that the husband had never heard about it. Second is the husband had heard about it, but he'd been made for. And third is that the husband had heard about it and was shosek bo bayom. So the iamet gerushin kishtika damu. But if you're going to say that gerushin is like shtika as well, so once you're telling me every possible way that nisrokna rishus liav, that the father is now going to have the full rights in the neder, so listening nami oshasham of girish. Why not give that as a fourth example of where nisrokna rishus liav, that the husband didn't drop dead, husband heard about the neder, and then he was megarish his wife on that day, and that's also nisrokna rishus liav. So midlo taniachi, from the fact that it doesn't give that as an example, shemayim lo gerushin kakamadamu. That tells you that gerushin must be a kiyum of the neder, because the reason it doesn't give the example is because it's not true that if the husband is megarish his wife, that's a kiyum of the neder, and the father does not have the right to be made for the neder at that point. So it seems that gerushin is kakamadamu. It seems like a clear raya. So says Gemara, yeah, that might sound like a raya, but ema seifa. Then go read the seifa of the brisa, and you'll see that if you make a similar diuk in the seifa of the brisa, you'll have a raya lehetach. You can have a raya in the opposite direction, because the seifa goes on and says, avalim shama vikiyem, if the husband heard about the neder and he was mekayem the neder before he dropped dead, o shama vishasak umes biyom shalachrav. Or the husband heard about the neder, was quiet, survived the whole rest of the day, and only died the next day. So shtika made it through the whole day, which is the same as a kiyum neder. Then ein yachal lahafer. Then the father's not able to be mefer after the misa sabal. But viyamrit gerushin kakamadamu. But if you're going to say that gerushin is also a form of kiyum, and the seifa wants to give me every example of where lo nisrokna rishus liav, where the father does not have the ability to be made for the neder, listeni im shama v'gireish. Why not give an example of the husband hearing about it and being megarish the wife? And that also would have been an example of the father not being able to be made for. Why doesn't it give that as an example of the father not being able to be made for? Because it's not true. Shema mino, gerushin kishtika damu. It must be that gerushin is not the same as being mekayim neder. Gerushin is only like shtika, and therefore the father still has the right to be made for the neder if the husband divorced her. So now you have a resha that implies gerushin kakama damu, a seifa that implies gerushin
kishtika damu, so you don't have a raya. El meha lek lemash mamineh. So it must be that we cannot be poshet this suffix from this brisa. Not that gerushin is kakama, nor that gerushin is kishtika, because either the resha or the seifa is lav dafka. So I resha dafka, if the resha is telling me that these are the only three cases that nisrokna rishus liav, that the father takes sole possession of the rights of the hafara, but in the case of gerushin, the father's not able to be mefer because gerushin is kakama, nasiv seifa mishum resha, then the way you would learn the seifa is that the seifa is lav dafka. That if the resha is dafka, the Seifa just tries to give the parallel cases of the Resha. So why doesn't it say in the Seifa that if Shama Habal the Giresh, that the father's not able to be Mefer? Because there's no parallel case in the Resha to bounce that off of. So maybe in Ochinami, if the Resha is Dafka, so the Seifa would be Lav Dafka, and the reason it doesn't have the case in the Seifa is because we're only trying to give cases in the Seifa that are that parallel case in the Resha. The Ran points out that you have in the Resha Shama v'hafer, so you have in the Seifa Shama v'kiyem, right? That in the Resha you had the husband heard about it was Mefer, so parallel to that in the Seifa you have the husband heard about it and he's Mekayim the Neder, so the father doesn't have a right. You have in the Resha Shama v'shasak umeis bo bayom, that the husband heard about it and he was quiet and he died that day, that very day. So in the Seifa you have Shama v'shasak umeis biyom shalachrav. In the Seifa where you're trying to show the distinction, you have that he heard about it, he was quiet, and he died on the next day. But there is nothing related to Shama v'Giresh in the Seifa, only because there's nothing related to Shama v'Giresh in the Resha, because in the Resha it wouldn't be accurate, and therefore in the Seifa where it would be accurate, it's not mentioned. The Seifa dafka, and if the Seifa is being very precise, and it's only in the cases of the Seifa that the Seifa actually mentions that the father's not able to be Mefer, but if the husband were to divorce the wife, then the father would be able to be Mefer, because Gerushin is not like Hakama, it's only like Shtika. So then the way you would learn is Nasav Resha Mishum Seifa, that the cases in the Resha are not an exhaustive list. We're only listing those cases in the Resha that have a parallel in the Seifa. So the reason it doesn't mention in the Resha of Shama Abal V'Giresh that Nisrokna Rishus Liav, that if the husband divorces her, that the father has the full rights, it's because it's we're only mentioning those cases in the Resha that have a parallel case in the Seifa. And the Rishonim point out that since the Brisa does not mention in the Seifa a case of Lo Nisrokna of Gerushin, that Lo Nisrokna Rishus Liav, so it doesn't mention the case of Gerushin in the Resha where it's Cain Nisrokna Rishus Liav, where the Rishus does go to the Av. Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilyon Ashas over here says, well, the Mishnah could have mentioned something related to Gerushin in the Resha, meaning even if you're going to hold that the Seifa is Dafka, and that therefore in a case of Gerushin, in the case of Gerushin, we would say that Nisrokna Rishus Liav, that the father does have the rights to be Megarish. The Mishnah could have mentioned in the Resha Shama Vishasak Vigirish Bobiyom, where it would have been Nisrokna Rishus Liav, and Kenegadan in the Seifa could have said Shama Vishasak V'girish b'yom shalachrav, meaning it's not like it's impossible to come up with a case of gerushin. If you were to hold that gerushin is like a kiyum, so then you would say, yeah, gerushin is a kiyum, but only if you're megarish bo b'yom. And the Seifa could have said if gerushin is like a shtika, that yeah, gerushin is like a shtika if it's bo b'yom, but the gerushin that happens the next day, it's already too late for the father to be mefer, just like it has those same two parallel cases when it comes to Misa. So Rabbi Kiveger just leaves it as a question, and Rabbi Kiveger writes at the end of the comment, Vashem Yo'ireina, if you look in the Gilyon Ashas, it says, Tumuli, Ha'inami Masni Bereisha, Shama V'Shasuk V'Gir Shababiyom, even if the Reisha would have said that if they get divorced, the father could still be made for the Neder, because a Gerishin is only like a Shtika, Hava Matzila Afuchi B'Seifa, Shama V'Shasuk V'Gir Lemachar. It still could have said in the Seifa, Shama V'Shasuk V'Gir Shalemachar, where the father would not have the right to be made for Ukumod Katani B'Seifa, b'misa, just like that's b'misa. Vashem yo'ir einai. And Rabbi Kiveger concludes the comment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should enlighten his eyes because he doesn't understand what's going on over here. It's been noted that Rabbi Kiveger sometimes ends with Tzarech Iyun, and sometimes Tzarech Iyun Gadol, and sometimes Hashem yo'ir einai. So Tzarech Iyun, it's pretty consistent that Tzarech Iyun is when he has a question from somewhere else, that there's a kasha from another sugya onto this sugya. So it's Tzarech Iyun, okay, so you have to be ma'ayin and to be miyashev the two sugyas. Hashem yo'ir einai is when the sugya itself doesn't make sense, when the kasha's minei bei, it's from within the sugya. The impression is that sometimes you have a kasha from another sugya, it's not as big a deal. But if the sugya itself doesn't make sense, that that's a much bigger deal, that that's something that you can't move forward. It's something that that's crippling in terms of understanding the sugya. So that's how Rabbi Kiveger says over here, that Hashem yo'ir einai. So since either the resha or the seifa is lav dafka, and we don't know which one is lav dafka, so this raya falls flat. We don't have a clear raya one way or the other over here. So it says, okay, tashma, let's try to bring a second raya. What does gerushin accomplish? Is gerushin just like shtika, or is gerushin a kiyum of the neder? So nadra v'hi arusa v'nizgarsha. If a woman took a neder and she was an arusa, and then she got divorced from the arus on the very day that she took the neder, without the father and the husband being made for the neder together, and then v'nis arsa bobayom, and then she went and she got arus into somebody else. She got remarried on that very same day. Afilu lemeya, and even if she got divorced and had a new arusin with 100 different people on that same day, one after the other, and none of them were mefir, avia ubaila acharon mefirin nedareha. Her father and the last husband are able to be made for the neder, even those nedarim that she had, that she took while she was with the first husband. Shema mina gerushin kishtika damu. It must be, if this neder is still in play, if it's still something that could be mufar, it must be that gerushin is just like a shtika. Dika kamadam, because if gerushin were like a kiyum of the neder, mi matzi mefer aris achron nidri da okim aris rishon, would it be possible for a later aris to be mefer a neder that the earlier aris was mekayim? If the early aris was mekayim the neder, then it says it's done, it's finished, the neder's there, the neder is ironclad, nothing you could do about it. So the Gemara says, no, maybe really gerushin is like a hakama, and when the Mishnah says that the aris achron is able to be mefer after the aris rishon was megarisher, maybe some had a case where the Oros Rishon never heard the neder, so he never had the opportunity. Gerushin is like a kiyum, but that's only if you can only be mekayim and neder that you heard. But if you never heard the neder, so then the gerushin is not going to function like a kiyum. So maybe that's not a raya at all. So ask the Gemara, well, wait, if we're talking about a case where the first husband had never even heard the neder, if he had never even heard the neder, ma'irya bo bayom, why does it say that she gets remarried that day? If the first daughter's never heard about it, it could be that she gets remarried 100 days later. Wait, why doesn't the Gemara say afilu l'machar nami? It says afilu me'a yamim. So maybe because that solves the havchana problem, right? Meaning the havchana problem we were dealing with yesterday. So 100 days, you're safe in the Havchana problem. Or it could just be that May is a number that we use, right? When we want to say a big number, although 100 days doesn't seem like such a big number in between marriages, you know, like if you're going to say May Shanim maybe as, you know, in between marriages. But I feel May Yamim Nami, even 100 days later, the neder would not be Mekuyam with the shtika of the Arus. Why isn't the later Arus should still be able to be May for it? Says Gemara, B'shalosh Shama Arus V'shama. No, the reason it needed to be Bo B'yom is that in a chinami, the Arus Rishon had never heard the neder, but the father had already heard the neder. And since the hafara has to be b'shutfus with the father and the Arus, and the clock is running on the father, he's got to be made for the neder by the end of that day, because he already heard about the neder that day. So therefore, the Arus better get it in by that day. And that's why we have to come up with a case where there's a new Arus on that day. The Bo B'yom with the Matzi Mefer, he can only be made for the Arus Achron, can only be made for that day. But after that day, once you hit tomorrow, know, the artist is not going to be able to be mefer, because if the father heard the neder and was not mefer, he lost the opportunity, and the only way to be mefer this neder is by having the father and the artist join together in the hafara. So raya number two also falls flat. We don't have a clear raya. So now we move on to raya number three, the third and final raya. So Tashma, we have a Mishnah later on in this Masechta, at the very end of the Masechta, on Daf Peites. Nadra bo bayom. If let's say a woman took a neder and girsha v'chzira bo bayom, husband divorced her and remarried her on the same day. Ein yachal hafer. When he remarries her, he's not able to be mefer the neder that she took in their first marriage. Shmamina gerish and kakamadamu. Why can't he be made for the neder? It's bo bayom, it's his wife. What's the problem? It must be because gerishin is considered a kiyum of the neder. So by divorcing her, he's already mekai of the neder. So now he's not able. It's too late for him to be made for the neder. So says Gemara Amri. They said no. Really, maybe gerishin is like shtika. You know why he can't be made for? Hacha b'nisua askinan. Over here, we're talking about a case where there was nisuin already. The reason he can't be made for is because when you have nisuin, you can't be made for bekodmin. Only by erusin could you be made for by a neder that preceded your marriage. But by nisuin, you can only be made for when you have full nisuin, since it's fully in the jurisdiction of the husband, it's fully up to him to be made for. He can only be made for those nedarim that were taken after they were already married. But any neder that was taken before the nisuin, he's not going to be able to be here also. This was a neder that was taken before this nisuin. It was taken before he had remarried her the second time. The Meiri raises the question that the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah says beferish that we're talking about in Nesuah. I mean, the Mishnah will bring a raya from his Mishnah Daf Peites. It says explicitly in that Mishnah that we're talking about in Nesuah. So why was it even Ola al Dasa Gemara to bring a raya about Gerishin being Kahakama? Obviously, by Nesuah, it's different. So Meiri answered in the name of Tosus that the Gemara assumed in the Havamina that if Gerishin is like Shtika and not like Hakama, so even by Nesuah, a husband should be able to be made for after he remarries her. And it's not a problem of being made for Bekodman, because even at the time of the neder, they were already benisuin, meaning they had nisuin at the first round. So you wouldn't call that Kodman if Gerishin were like Shtika, you would be able to ignore the Gerishin, pretend it never happened. They were married when the day started, they're married when the day ended. Maybe that wouldn't be called Kodman. But if Gerishin is like Hakama, then you understand that it's too late. He can't be Mefer. So that was the Havamina. The Gemara's Maskana is, regardless of whether Gerishin is Kishtika or Kakama, this is considered Mefer B'Kodman, and therefore the husband can't do it. And that's why he can't do it. So we have no Raya whether Gerishin is actually like Shtika or it's actually like Hakama. How do we pass in the end of the day? Meaning we had three very nice Rayas over here. Right, the first raya was we had a brisa that tried to give every example of nisrokin rishus la'av, and it didn't give the example of gerushin. So isn't that a raya that shtika is like hakama? So we said no. The sefer is mashma the opposite way. Then we had the second raya that if she gets remarried 100 times in the same day, that the last arus could still be made for the neder jointly with the father. So obviously gerushin must have not been a hakama. So no, that's when the husband never heard about it. And then we had the third raya that the same guy remarries her the same day. He's not able to be mefer. Must be because gerushin is like hakama. We said no. That's because of mefer b'kodmin, because we're talking about a nisuin. Okay, so we have no rayas. So the Rambam in the 11th paragraph of Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Yudzayin, and the Ramban both paskin on this issue as an ibaya d'lo of shita, and therefore we have to go l'chumra. Meaning, since it's something that the Gemara never really resolved, we have to go l'chumra. And even if she has erusin again that day, the av and the arus are not able to be mefer the neder for her. However, the Rashba writes that even though the Gemara is not poshet the suffik, la halacha, we paskin that gerushin is kishtika and that it's not like hakama, because we were poshet the suffik. The suffik can be nifshat from what Shmuel says on Daf Ayin Aleph, where he proves from our Mishnah that the Aris HaAchron is made from the Nedarim that the Aris Rishon had seen. So you see that he was mekabel from his Rebbeim that the Mishnah is talking about, where the Aris Rishon did know about the Neder before the divorce, and that's why the, it says dafka if she has erusin bo bayom, that the father and the yaris achron are able to be mefer, because otherwise the day of the shmiya of the rishon already passed, and the neder was already mekuyim. So it must be that Shmuel holds that gerushin is kishtika and not kakama, and therefore the Rashba says maybe from our sugya you're not able to prove it, but from a previous sugya we're able to prove from the mema of Shmuel. The Marsha questions that raya, whether you have such a raya. Pashas is like the Rambam and Ramban, that is nibayi delivshita, that the Gemara never fully resolves this suffix. And now we move on to Amud Beis, which is a second sugya, an unrelated sugya. So the Mishnah says on the top of Ayin Beis Amud Beis, Derech Tamidei Chachamim, that since Tamidei Chachamim are always concerned about Avon Nedarim, meaning rightfully so, Avon Nedarim is a very serious issue. So as the Shulchan Aruch Betzos writes, Stam Tamidei Chachamim are people who are kosher b'maaseihem, and therefore they'll do whatever they can to try to prevent other people from doing an Avera. So they're going to do whatever they can to prevent their wives or their daughters from being nichshal in Avon Nedarim. And Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyonei HaShas points out, it's not only for Tamidei Chachamim. He has a long piece in Gilyon HaShas over here where we find all over the place that this is the Derech of Tamidei Chachamim, but everybody should do many of the things that we say on the Derech of Tamidei Chachamim. Right? Derech Tamidei Chachamim is that they're setting an example. You're supposed to try to do like Tamidei Chachamim. So this is for everybody. It's just that Tamidei Chachamim, very often it's on their radar. They're thinking about how to prevent other people from doing Avera. So anyway, so what was their practice? Actually, Haisa Bito Yotza Me'atzlov. Before the Nisuin, before the daughter would leave his house and go have Nisuin with her husband, Omer La, the father would tell his daughter, Kol Nidarim Shenadarta B'toch Besi, Harein Mufarin. Any Nidarim that you were noder while you were living in my house, I am hereby declaring that they are Mufar. So if she has Nidarim from when she was Be'erisin, he's not going to be able to be made for them after she has Nisuin, because she's already outside of his Rishus. But so long as she hasn't had Nisuin yet, the father still has the ability to be Mitzarif with the Arus and be made for those Nidarim. So Narim Rasa of Yubal, if you're in derail, so you can still do it. And the Baal would do the same thing. If the father is a Talmud Chacham, the husband is a Talmud Chacham also, because there's a din that the Olam Yasi Adam is Bitol Talmud Chacham, and there's a din that you should always marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. So probably the same people are makbid about those dinim. That's what they say when the Yavnei Nezer wanted to get married. He was, I don't know, like 13, I guess. So it was a different time. So everyone wanted the Avnei Nezer. He was a well-known genius already by the time he was like 5 or 6. So everyone wanted him as a son-in-law. Ultimately, the Kutzker got him as a son-in-law. He sort of pushed the Chiddush Arim out of the way and took him. Long story. But the Divrei Chaim came to give a bechina to the Avnei Nezer, and he tested him, and he was amazing, and he was so amazed. He said he wanted to test him again. He said, let me, maybe you just happened to learn that sugya. He wanted to test him again. He said, if you test me again, I'm going to test you. So he said, my high, what do you mean? He said, why is it that sons-in-law don't test the father-in-law? Just like the Gemara says that the Yasi Adam Bito the Talmud Chacham, it also says you should always marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. So the only reason the son-in-law doesn't test the father-in-law is because he's Somech on the Chazaka that his father-in-law tested him. But if you're not Somech on the Chazaka of a single Bechina, so if you're not going to be Somech on the Chazaka of a single Bechina, I'm not going to be Somech on the Chazaka of a single Bechina. So I'm not going to. So I'm going to test you. So Zivri Chaim said, okay, too sharp for me. I'm not going to. Not interested. They say that later he felt bad that he. He lost an opportunity to take him as a son-in-law. But so the Kutzker got him. And for the Kutzker, perfect, right? It's the perfect personality for the Kutzker. So the Chena Baal, and the same is true when it comes to a Baal. Ad shlo tikaris l'rushusa, right before they have Nisuin, Omerla, kal nadarim shenadata, ad shlo tikaris l'rushusa, l'rushusa, harei en mufarin, any nadarim that you took before you were nichnas l'rushusa, any nadarim that you took while you were be'erisin, that I do have some right to be mitzarif with your father, to be made for, so I'm joining in and I'm going to be made for that neder as well. Because once they already have Nisuin, then it's going to be too late. He's not going to be able to be made for anymore. So the Chiddush over here here is that these two hafaros are mitzarif with each other, that the husband and the father team up at the very last moment, right before nisuin, to be made for all of the nedarim that she took be'erisin. That's what the Mishnah says. The topic in the Gemara is not really about that. The topic in the Gemara is the agenda is set by Rami Bar Chama. By Rami Bar Chama, Baal Mao Sheyafar Blo Shmiya. A separate shayla. We're just going to use our Mishnah as a raya, as one of the four rayas. Can a husband be made for a neder if he hadn't even heard the neder? He didn't hear the neder, wasn't aware of the neder. Can he be made for ala safik, that if she took a neder, let it be mufar? Or can he say, no, you have to know that there's a neder, you have to have heard the neder, and only then can you be made for the neder. This safik that Rishonim point out, the Ran tells Rush, everyone points out, is by every hafara. It's by hafara sa'arus, by hafara sa'bal, by hafara sa'av, meaning it's about whether hafara in general works, b'shalo shama. It's not really about the baal. The raya is that the first raya the Gemara is going to bring to be poshet this suffix is from the resha of our Mishnah. The resha of our Mishnah is about the Av. It's not even about the Baal. So the Yad Shaul points out that if a girl is single, since Pashut that the father could be made for even without hearing. It's only by an Arusa where you need an Arus and a Baal together, that if they that we have a Shaila whether you need Shmiya. So therefore we're assuming that they're one and the same, that the father and the husband are the same. So anyway, so Baal Mao Sheyafar for Blo Shmiya, it's not Dafka Baal, anybody. Can Afara work without Shmiya? So the Gemara explains the Tzadim of the Safek. When it says in Parshas Nadar, Vishama Isha, that her husband heard about it, and then ultimately he talks about how he could be Mekayim the Neder, he could be made for the Neder. So is that Dafkahu? A love Dafkahu. Is that a critical component of the Parsha that he needs to have heard about it? Or maybe even without Shmiya he could be made for? It's just Orcha de Milsa Nakat, that normally he's only going to be made for if it was Shama, if he actually heard about it. It's interesting, if you look in the Pasuk, Vishama Isha is going on the case of Shtika Sabal, Biyom Shamo, that is Mekayim the Neder. It says Vishama Isha Vehechrishla are the next words, right? That he heard about it and he was quiet. It's not about Hafara. It's just that the Karanora points out that Lagabi Shtika, it's Pashut that he needs to be Shama. Because if he's not Shama, then it's not called the Shtika yet. It's only called the Shtika if he was Shama Vishasak for 24 hours. If he's not Shama, then then he can go for months and months and months and he can still and he still has the right to be made for. So you don't need Vishama Isha for Vehechrishla. That's obvious that it's only if it's Vishama Isha. So it must be that it's going on the further psukim about hafaras nedarim. So that's the question. Is it dafka or is it lav dafka, that vishama isha? So says the Gemara, we have four rayas to try to answer this suffix. Raya number one, amar rava toshima. The raya number one is from our Mishnah. That's why this appears over here. Derech Talmidei Chachamim, ad shelo yatzas bito me'etzlo. It's the derech of Talmidei Chachamim before the daughter goes from erusin to nisuin, before she transitions into nisuin. Omer la, the father says to her, kol nedarim shenedarta b'toch beisi harehim mufarim. Any nedarim you took during erusin, I am hereby declaring that they are mufar. Bahalo shama, from the fact that it says kol nedarim shenedarta, and he doesn't start identifying. Remember that neder you took about not eating on Tuesdays, and you know, and this one or whatever. He doesn't identify. He just says all nedarim. So the impression you get is that the father never heard any nedarim. So how could he be made for it? So it must be that you could be made for even without shmiya. That's how the Ran and the Tos Yom Tov explain that's how the Ran explains the raya. Tos Yom Tov writes, from the Rambam Pirusha Mishnayos and the Bar Tanuritz Mashma, that the Raya is from the fact that the Mishnah says Bistam, that he's Mefer. So it sounds like even Benadarim, that he was not Shama. Tos Rabbi Kivegar says, no. It's Mukhrach that we're talking about a case where the father didn't hear the neder. Because if he heard the neder, why does it say Mefer Kodem Shiyotis Mirashuso? Whenever he heard about it, he should have been Mefer. Meaning, the day he heard about it, he has to be Mefer Dafka Boba Yom. Otherwise, Yom Shamo is going to pass, and that's going to be a Kiyum of the neder. Right? If he's not Mefer Boba Yom, the neder is going to be Chal. So if he heard about it, he would have had to have been Mefer not on the last day. He would have had to have been Mefer whenever he heard about it. happened. So by virtue of the fact that we're describing some sort of process where all these nedarim for a prolonged period of time are hufar, so says Tosfos Mikveger, it must be that he didn't hear about them. Because if he had heard about them, it's too late to be made for them. So bottom line is, isn't this a raya that you don't need to have heard about the nedarim in order to be made for them? So says Gemara, no, it could be that that you do need to hear the neder in order to be made for it. L'chi shamahu de mefer. He's saying that when I do hear about it, I'm going to be made for it again. I'll take on the hafara again. So ask the Gemara, im kein kilosha malama le meimar. So what are you accomplishing right now? If you're saying, I'm hereby made for all your nedarim, which doesn't work, because I don't know about any of your nedarim, but when I actually hear about it, then I'm really going to be made for them. So what are you doing right now? You're not being made for anything. So it says, Gemara, hakam ashbalan, urche ditzur mirabanan lahadure, that it's the derech of Tamil Chamim to tell their daughters that any nedarim that you took are mufar in order that the daughter should jog her memory and she should start talking and she should start saying, oh, you mean like when I said this and like when I said that, and then she's going to say all of her nedarim, he's going to hear all of the nedarim, so then he'll have the opportunity to be made for all those nedarim. Rabbi Kiveger understands within the Rush that Orcha de Tzumir Abanan means that he should trick her, meaning that she's not going to tell him about the nedarim because she doesn't want him to be made for the nedarim. So if he tells her, I'm hereby made for all your nedarim, she's not going to know the halacha that he needs to be shomea in order to be made for. So she's going to think, so the nedarim are gone. You ruined everything. I had a neder about this and that and that. And then she's going to spill the beans. And then he'll say, now I'm made for them for real. So it's a way of tricking her into sharing what the nedarim were. Okay, so bottom line is the first raya is not a raya. So Toshima mi seifa says more, but maybe we have a raya from the seifa of our very Mishnah. Because the second raya, b'chein abal, ad shelo tikanes rishusa omrla, we said by the husband also, prior to the nisuin, he says to her that any nedarim that you've taken up until this point are hereby mufar. I am rejecting all such nedarim. But it must be that it sounds like the husband doesn't know any specific information about any nedarim. He didn't have a shmia, so apparently you could be made for even without being shomea. So says Gemara, no, hachanami da omar la l'chi shamana. It's a girsa issue over here. Should it be hachanami? If it's hachanami, it should be the same answer that we just gave on the resha of the Mishnah. But our girsa is not giving the same answer as the resha of the Mishnah. It's da omar la l'chi shamana. The arus is saying, we said in the first answer was l'chishamahu demefer, which means he's going to be mefer again. Over here, that's not what it says. It says d'amar la l'chishamana, that even though right now he's doing the maisa hafara, the chalos of the hafara is going to be after the shmia, which is a different answer, right? Meaning he's saying that I'm doing the maisa hafara right now, and the chalos is going to happen later. Not that later I'm going to be mefer again. So some switch one or the other. They either take out the hachinami, or they change the gear so that the answer is the same answer that we gave the first time, and then he's actually saying, I'm going to be made for it again. Okay, raya number three now. Tashma. We have a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hey that tells us the following. Ha'omer li ishto kol nedarim shetaduri ad sha'ovim makom ploni harein kayam. The guy's going away for a while, so he tells his wife, any nedarim that you take, you know, don't burn the house down while I'm gone, right? Any nedarim that you take while I'm gone, I am hereby being mefer, harein kayam. I am hereby being mekayim the neder, so lo amar klum. That doesn't accomplish anything, because you can't be mekayim the neder before a neder has actually been taken. She didn't take the neder. The Mefarish writes that the reason is because you can't be Mekayim a Neder, that's Lo Baliolam. A Kiyum a Neder has to be a Neder that's already Baliolam. Other Rishonim say that maybe she's going to take a Neder that he's not really interested in being Mekayim, so it's going to turn out to be a Kiyum Betos, right? That's maybe why you can't be Mekayim the Neder. Other Rishonim suggest another reason, that the Hakam is not going to be Chal before the Neder is Baolam, because we're Tola Bedaito, that he was not really Gomer Belibol, because it's Hakama Bechinam, it's for nothing. So if he really wants to be Mekayim and Neder, wait till you hear it and be Mekayim. So we don't know that he really wants to be Mekayim the Neder. We have no confidence that he really wants to be Mekayim the Neder. So it's fascinating. All these Rishonim give all sorts of reasons why such a Kiyum doesn't work. There's a Sefri in Parshas Matos that darshans it from a Pasuk. So the big Kasha and all the Rishonim is, how did they miss a Maimer Chazal that darshans from a Pasuk that a Kiyum doesn't work in advance? But Harein Mufarin, what if you try to be mefer all the nedarim in advance. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mufar. Rabbi Eliezer says that the neder is in fact Mufar. You could be mefer a neder even before the neder's been taken. So it says Gemara, Vahalo Shama. What do you mean? How could you be mefer a neder? The Baal never heard the neder. At the time that he's mefer, the neder was not yet taken. So you see that a Baal could, apparently you see from here, that a Baal could be mefer a neder even without ever having heard the neder. L'chora, it sounds, the Ran points out, and another Rishonim, that we're only bringing this Raya L'shitas Rabbi Lazar, but the Chamar Moda, that it's Iyav Shalah Hafer before it's Chal, but the Raya, the Gemara, they point out, is even L'shitas HaChachamim, because the Chachamim's whole problem is a question of the Raya is not just L'shitas Rabbi Lazar, because you could prove from the Chum also that the Baal could be made for B'lo Shmiya, because they only disagree about Hafaras HaNeder before it's Chal, and whether you and the issue is, are we Makish Hafara LaHakama? That's before it's Chal, but what if it's been Chal, the Neder's been Chal, but just Lo Shama? The Chum didn't have a problem with that. The Chum's only problem was that, oh, before it's been Chal, I don't think you could be made for it. But it sounds like the Chum would hold, once it's been Chal, even though you haven't heard about it, yes, you can be made for it. So says Gemara, Hachanami, Da'amar L'chi Shamana. No, in this case as well, it could be that he says to L'chi Shamana, that even though right now I'm doing the Maisa Hafara, that the Hafara should only be Chal when I actually hear about it. V'lam Elimin Hashta, so says Gemara, since Ben Kach, the Hafara is not going to be Chal until he hears the Neder, why would he be made for it right now? L'chi Shamale for La. Why isn't he, can't he just be made for the Neder later on when he hears about it? So that really is it's an interesting question. Is that really a kasha? Let him be made for the neder later on when he hears about it. There are two deus in the Ran of how it works when you say l'chi shamana. One day in the Ran is that the afar is chal at the time that you're first shomea, and that then you understand. So let him do it when he's shomea. The afar is not going to be chal till then anyway. But the Ran has another day that it's going to be chal mafreya. That he says l'chi shamana, then let the afar be chal mafreya. So what's the Gemara asking? Just wait till later and be made for it. No, if I wait till later and be made for it, it's only going to be chal then. I want to be made for it now, so it could be chal mafreya. So it's a kasha on that day in the Ran that's the way it works. If that's the way it works, the Gemara's kasha is not a kasha. But anyway, the Gemara is asking the question: why are you being made for in advance? Just be made for l'chi shamale for la. Wait till you hear about it and then be made for. So it says Mar Kasavar Dilma Matridna Hayishaita. The person is concerned that maybe when he does hear about the neder, he's going to be tarred, he's not going to have time to be made for it, and therefore he wants to cover his bases right now to make sure that he's made for it right now. So Beis Hashem will pick up with the fourth raya tomorrow, and that goes already into the next daf. So that's why we stopped a little short. Have a great day, everybody.